Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden is set to meet one-on-one with Ukrainian President Zelensky at this week's NATO summit in Europe. The White House confirmed the meeting will take place tomorrow. Russia's war in Ukraine is among the top agenda items for NATO leaders. Hawaiian pro surfer Michaela Jones is dead after what's being called a freak accident over the weekend. TMZ is reporting that while he was surfing in Indonesia on Sunday, the fin of his surfboard appeared to cause a large gash near his left groin, which resulted in a severed femoral artery. Medical personnel assisted Jones and transported him to the hospital, where he later died. His daughter shared a social media post in tribute to her father, saying, quote, "Life will never be the same without you," end quote. Jones was 44 years old. An expert witness is expected to return to the stand today in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Park Dietz, who had been testifying as a rebuttal witness for the prosecution, interviewed Robert Bowers over a three-day period in May. Last month, a jury found Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue that killed 11 people. After their sessions, Dietz concluded that Bowers had the capacity to form the intent to kill. With Amazon's Prime Day sales event getting underway, the company is warning customers to watch out for scammers. Scammers posing as Amazon representatives is quite common and leads to millions of dollars in losses every year. The company says if there's a suspicious text or email asking you to get in touch or to download software, do not reply. Instead, contact Amazon customer service directly. Never pay for something you didn't order, and be wary of anybody asking for a payment over the phone. Today is free small Slurpee day at 7-Eleven on this 7-Eleven. USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it.
It was a contentious day in a Michigan court yesterday as Aretha Franklin's sons fought over her will. Two of Franklin's sons say they have a handwritten will from 2014, while another son is fighting for a will from 2010. A jury is being asked to decide which is legitimate. Both documents turned up months after the Queen of Soul's death back in 2018. That ruling will determine who gets Franklin's estate and how her legacy will be split between her children. The jury is expected to get the case later today. Soap opera star Andrea Evans is dead. The actress was known for her roles on One Life to Live, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Passions. Evans died Sunday in her home in Pasadena, California, after battling breast cancer. She was 66. A bill that would force big tech to pay publishers for news content has been put on hold in the state legislature until next year. The California Journalism Competition and Preservation Act would require companies to pay a journalism usage fee to news outlets. In response to a similar law in Canada, Facebook parent Meta chose to block links to Canadian news sites essentially making it impossible for users in Canada to share news stories. Thanks for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Maybe you can help me out here. We've got someone who has been mishandling top secret documents for decades, right? He can't figure out if he's got 6 or 7 grandchildren. The jobs numbers that he comes up with and Biden economics continues to murder the middle class, but yet 40% of the country wants him to run again and reelect him. Something's not squaring up here. That's why we have Liz Peek here to straighten it out, because she doesn't even need a crystal ball or even some tarot cards or anything like that. I mean, you know, she just gets down to the real nitty gritty and tells it straight. Hey, Liz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Hope you had a great 4th.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. How about yours?
Marvelous. Traditional bike parades and all kinds of fun things. So, yeah, it's a great day to celebrate our country.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then, of course, you know, one of the things I didn't mention about Joe Biden's foibles is, of course, the little white bag of stuff that just will not go away.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look, when you try to hide and stonewall and pretend something is other than it obviously is, you get into a lot of trouble. I don't know whose cocaine that is, but my guess is the Secret Service knows who it is.
Right.
The FBI. The fact that they won't even acknowledge or come clean about whether there are fingerprints on this bag, I read it is very likely and very probable that this kind of material would hold fingerprints. So why don't they at least say, yeah, they're fingerprints and we're tracking it down or whatever. Look,
exactly.
I think this is, I mean, what's interesting about all these Biden scandals, they never actually deny anything. They never actually denied Hunter Biden's laptop was indeed his laptop or that he was the author of all those ghastly emails and texts that were on it. They've never really denied the fact that the Biden family took bribes. I mean, yeah, Joe Biden says, oh, it's malarkey. And no, he never talked to his son about his business dealings. That is not believable, because we have many pictures of all those people together. Tony Bobulinski, Hunter's former partner, Hunter Biden's former partner, has attested to the fact that he had meetings with Joe Biden. I mean, the guy lies like crazy, but the truth is they don't really ever deny anything, and they haven't really denied that this was Hunter Biden's cocaine. I don't know if it was or not. I don't even particularly care, frankly. On the list of things this family has done, that's pretty far down. Ongoing dishonesty, deception, treating the American people like we're idiots, that does get my goat, I have to say.
Well, I got to tell you, the suburban housewives, if we can put it in that context, they're not real happy about the family values and the lack of family values and the way they're treating this 4-year-old girl. I had written a commentary you know, in a sense, just apologizing, you know, to this 4-year-old girl. She you know, at some point maybe she may. And the apology is that we would have a president, you know, a family like this that would so mistreat her and reject her. But that she needs to understand that it's not her specifically that's being rejected. I believe it's God himself, because God is the one who creates families. And here's this little girl, through no fault of her own, she's now associated with the Biden family, though she's been told directly she cannot use the Biden name. I got to imagine at some point she's going to be old enough and say, who cares? I don't want the Biden name. I mean, for all that it represents, right? And, but I just feel, I feel for her. And I think particularly women across the country, and more and more men, I've had guys, you know, call me and say, Bill, if she needs somebody, a dad representative, I'm stepping up for the sake of all men and for manhood and for what we believe in here in America. You know, Hunter Biden is shaming American men, and we want his daughter to know that we're different. But it seems to me that on the mother's side of the family, her dad and, you know, that dynamic is healed. I hope that's the case, that they are a good family. They seem to be, and that they can give this young girl, this 4-year-old girl, a future and a family that she can thrive in.
Yeah, I think it is the height of kind of irony that this is the issue that all of a sudden so many Americans are talking about. I frankly think it's horrifying that they have, as you say, rejected this, frankly, adorable little girl.
Yes.
And I suppose a lot of it has to do with the fact that Hunter Biden was being sued for child support and all that stuff. But it's pretty reprehensible. And the fact that Joe and Jill Biden have gone out of their way to talk about their 6 grandchildren and exclude her, it's very hurtful. And
exactly.
To your point, I do think she has a good family. It seems that way. God bless her. If I were she, I would stay as far away from this horrible, corrupt family as I possibly could. But, you know, let's also remind ourselves that there's also the issue that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden may have been taking bribes while Joe Biden was vice president. There are credible assertions that that happened. And so this is the issue that all of a sudden the liberal media is willing to talk about. They're not willing to talk about the fact that we might have a compromised president in the Oval Office. Here's the thing, Bill, and I put out a piece about this on Fox today. Mm-hmm. Nothing about Joe Biden is as it appears, right?
Yes.
In other words,
right.
He, you know, Axios broke the code, and now we know that Joe Biden is a pretty vicious, vulgar, obscenity-laced fellow who goes after people, sort of wantonly attacks them, etc. So that's not really the grandfatherly, benign Joe Biden that we thought it was. Biden ran on bringing the country together. I think even Democrats would agree that he has been unbelievably divisive.
Exactly.
Skewering Republicans at every opportunity, telling the country we're racist, talking about how Republicans, MAGA Republicans, by the way, 71 million strong, right, are the biggest threat to our democracy we've ever seen and so forth. Give me a break. I mean, I think if Donald Trump did that about all Democrats who voted for Joe Biden, everybody's hair would light on fire.
Oh, so, without a doubt, sure. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The idea that he's a political moderate, no, he's not a political moderate. He talks about himself as being the second coming of FDR. He talks about being the most progressive president in our history. I mean, people have lied about Joe Biden, but the biggest con is Joe Biden himself.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, we saw this, his enmity and anger and his arrogance when he went after the one reported, I mean, it was bad enough what he said to Peter Ducey. That was shameful. But to this one, reporter, just ask him a question. And he first said no. And then the next thing you know, he yells at her. No, he yells at her. And he said it in such a mean-spirited way. I'm thinking, bug. You know, and it just kind of just happened. I mean, it was so shocking that people couldn't pull that together. But then we're hearing now the reports that you've got staff that do not want to go into the Oval Office and be one-on-one with him.
Yeah, because they're afraid of him. And, you know, so it's an interesting question whether they sort of leaked that article to say, wow, he really is vigorous. He really drills down.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. Yeah, more from Liz after.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, I'm Bill Martinez. She is Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, you were just starting to say before we went to break, and then we were continuing the conversation again. There's just so much about, I don't know, I mean, reality TV they would love to have had a camera on Hunter Biden, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What an episode this guy could be, right?
Well, yeah, except who wants to watch? I mean, really, it's so reprehensible. We were just talking about this whole issue of the cocaine left in the White House. I don't know whose cocaine it is, but it is pretty remarkable, as I said earlier, that there's a stonewalling about it. And I do think, by the way, it's pretty weird that everywhere Joe Biden goes, Hunter Biden is on his heels, right?
Exactly.
There they go to Camp David. There they go to Rehoboth. What's up with that? I mean, this guy's 50-something years old. Presumably he has to earn a living, although, you know, that's a questionable issue.
Right.
But, you know, how many 50-plus-year-old men are kind of hanging around their father? I mean, don't you think that's kind of odd? I don't know what to make of it, except, as I said, I mean, maybe Hunter's watching his father and his father's watching him. I don't know.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, and we said early on, Liz, you and I have had this conversation several times, that how is his father not going to talk to him? I mean, you know, Hunter Biden and the Biden family is so cheap. They're using the people's plane to transport Hunter to do this side hustle deal. And they're on the plane, you know, for, you know, 10, 12 hours and, you know, well, you know, hours upon hours, well over 24 hours when you're counting round trip. And you're going to tell him he's not going to talk about business?
Oh,
come on. I mean,
we know different. We know he was there. We know this stuff is coming out, and I give James Comer,
yes,
some credit for doggedly pursuing the bank records, which, by the way, the FBI keeps redacting aggressively. What is,
yes,
needs to be redacted in bank transfer payments and so forth, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when people campaign, Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump and others are campaigning against the deep state, it's a real thing. I mean, this is a problem.
Yes, exactly.
That, particularly our law enforcement agencies the Department of Justice is not above board. I don't trust the FBI. I guess today is the day that Chris Wray is being interrogated by Congress. You know, that's great, except he'll just lie. I mean, he lied,
yes,
to Bret Baier, what was that, 6 weeks ago on Fox News. He sort of denied that there was any collaboration between social media and the FBI. That's just a lie. We know that,
well,
the
of course,
FBI,
yeah, exactly,
hates social media, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, and now, even to make it clear, you've got a judge in Louisiana that says, you can't do that, okay?
Yeah.
So we're cutting your wings. I mean, so if you weren't doing it, why does a federal judge have to step in and say, you're not allowed to do this, right? So I mean, some of this stuff is crazy making, Liz. I agree. You know, you see these people, you know, FBI representatives who come up on the Hill, and they're, you know, they're all but taking the Fifth. You know, they're claiming some plausible deniability or something. And I'm going, why are we even having this discussion? Because it's obvious. I mean, look, we know the tree is corrupt because the tree is supposed to be, you know, producing avocados. And it's doing cherries, okay? I mean, it is a mess. So why are we having a long conversation about this? They're lying, and you're not going to do anything about it anyway. Because how many people have been lying to Congress and lying to the people? And, you know, it's because there's got to be some other instrument. You know, because waiting on, you know, on the votes and everything like that. I mentioned to the audience the other day, I get a call from the RNC. Oh, we need your support, you know, can you give us $100, you know, kind of deal. And they went on to this whole speech about, you know, rah, 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 the Republican Party, conservatives, how we got to get rid of Biden, all that. I mean, for about 2.5 minutes, and normally I don't take the phone call, but I take the, and I'm just kind of humoring, I'm listening to the phone call. 2.5 minutes, on and on about all this stuff, and I finally said, okay, I finally go, is this a robot, or, and she answered, yeah, no, I'm a real person, I'm just reading from a script. And I go, well, I kind of gathered that. I said, but I've listened to you patiently for 2.5 minutes about all this other stuff, and I go, the number one thing for me and my audience is, what are you doing about the vote? How are you securing the vote? You didn't even mention one thing about what you've done to make sure that our vote is going to count. So don't ask me about giving money. I said, I happen to do a radio show every day, 3 hours every day. I give you, in a sense, in-kind exposure because I believe in conservative values. And you want to tell me all this other stuff. And I'm giving you actually more money than your $100 that you're asking for. And her response was, well, can you at least give us $50?
Just completely stiffed you. Oh, God. You know,
I mean,
I think it's a very valid question that you ask. And let's expand beyond secure the vote. How about expand the vote of Republicans? For example, How about in states where it's legal, really engaging aggressively in ballot harvesting? I think
exactly.
They are beginning to kind of gear that up. We have to make up for an awful lot of lost ground because we've never done that as far as I'm concerned, or have that apparently.
Minimally. We did a little bit in California and they got upset. They got upset because Republicans were doing what they're doing. And we barely made a dent. But anyway,
go ahead. Also, we have to encourage people to get onto mail-in voting because Donald Trump, to his discredit, said, oh, it's not secure. Well, I got to tell you, what is nearly not secure is not showing up and voting at all. I know that loses elections. That is a given. So if the only way you can vote is putting a ballot in the mail, put the ballot in the mail. And by the way, some states are amazing in being able to track those ballots that are in the mail and tell you where it's arrived and how it's been counted and so forth. So people have to have some confidence here. And they've got to vote, Bill. I mean,
exactly.
The stuff that's going bad in this country is so profound that if we don't get Republicans in the White House soon, I mean, 2024, I really despair about the next 4 years.
I'm with you on this, Liz, but
I am seriously worried about our country.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, when you've got, now polling that I think at least 11 of the institutions, according to Gallup, the majority of Americans believe that it's corrupt. I mean, this in short order, his progressives have been doing this for decades. But no doubt, Barack Obama's presidency took it to another level, and Joe Biden now even more so. And it's beyond a mess, and we've got to take control of it. But I would even say for families who have loved ones in nursing homes, that as well. I mean, the Democrats are unconscionable. I mean, they will go after and ballot harvest from nursing homes people who are in and out of consciousness, as one testimony presented. They said, there's no way my mother could have filled out that deal. She's only conscious about 1 minute at a time. The rest of it, they've got her so drugged up and she's so, you know, out of it. There's no way she'd have filled out a ballot. This is how unscrupulous they are.
Well, and here's what they have that we don't have. They have big unions like the teachers unions where they can say to their members, fan out. We're going to pay you X dollars a day. Go collect these ballots. Go, you know, make sure that you get those nursing home votes. We don't have that. We have to rely on people volunteering. So I encourage your listeners, when the moment comes, when your local Republican group is asking for volunteers to staff polling places, to collect ballots, whatever, do it, because we don't have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people being told by their supervisors to go out and do this stuff. And it's really important. It's really important.
Yeah, without a doubt. One final thing here regarding the Biden administration and the many lies that continue to come out here in this last minute. Heads are exploding on Twitter. The president again trying to tell everybody in the name of Bidenomics that they've created over 13 million jobs. And people, I mean, you know, you're an analyst. You know this stuff. This is so academic, you know, for you. But it seems like America is finally realizing that Joe Biden's, you know, as they say about politicians, you know when they're lying is when their lips are moving.
Well, he certainly has lied about these numbers of jobs. First of all, actually, in terms of jobs right now, they're being it's found that they are way overinflated. We just had a revision downward of 110,000 jobs, 111, I think it was, over April and May. There's more of that to come. But Joe Biden's lying that he's created these jobs. If you go back to pre-pandemic, we're only about a million jobs above where we were.
Exactly.
And that's in line with the
gotta leave it population. There. Thank you, Liz Peek.
Right.
Appreciate it.
To convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. Over 42 million Americans are under heat warnings this week. Extreme heat is already hitting the Southwest in states like California and Arizona as the El Nino weather pattern continues. Parts of Texas and Florida are also feeling the heat and could break some high temperatures this week. President Biden is set to meet one-on-one with Ukrainian President Zelensky at this week's NATO summit in Europe. The White House confirmed the meeting will take place tomorrow. Russia's war in Ukraine is among the top agenda items for NATO leaders. Biden recently made clear he thinks the war must end before Kyiv can join the NATO alliance. The Marine Corps is without a leader for the first time in over 160 years. Commandant General David Berger officially retired today, leaving his assistant commandant as acting leader until he's confirmed in the Senate. Politics appears to be slow rolling most nominations at this time. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Top of the hour. On the other side of Pride Month, the media, the information that's being thrown out there, our kids are being bombarded with all sorts of just ungodly messages, to say the least. And of course, a very dramatic movie that has captured the attention of so many, Sound of Freedom, about human trafficking. I mean, this is a real issue. And this is why I believe, and so does our next guest, Jeff Kemp, my good friend, now more than ever, you know, us men, we need to huddle. We are the primary defense for our kids, for our family. The battle rages, and it is our families that are suffering. So who's going to step up and save our wives and our kids? Well, that is the question that is going to be put forth. Now, we're delayed here just a bit, I will tell you, in connecting with Jeff for whatever reason, but because he just texted me just a few minutes ago, said he was ready to go. So he must have stepped away from his communication device, but we need to get him on here, you know, to talk about this. Because, you know, here it is, this movie, Sound of Freedom, that has captured the minds and hearts of so many people. I mean, they've sold, you know, what is it? They've actually generated something like $50 million in the box office. And interesting, the story, the backstory on this, I didn't realize this, but this was offered to Disney. Disney had rejected this movie. They didn't want anything to do with it. It went to Netflix. They didn't want anything to do with it. And of course, then it ended up with Angel Studios. These are the people that, you know, handle the distribution for The Chosen. And they applied their marketing strategy of crowdfunding and paying it forward. In fact, there's a lot of tickets that are being purchased in advance to allow other people who do not have the funds and they want to see the movie. Well, guess what? You've had fellow believers and supporters of this movie, you know, pay for your movie ticket. So you can go, and the goal, according to Tim Ballard, when we talked with Tim and Jim a week and a half ago, was he said, "Bill, we want to sell 2 million tickets." That's our goal, 2 million tickets for the 2 million they've estimated of people who are being trafficked. And, of course, you know, the thing that's really tough here is to realize that America, what are we? We're like number two, number three, like as if we're trying to be number one in human trafficking. Well, I got to say, probably we're moving, you know, pretty aggressively in that direction with the open border and all these unaccompanied teenagers, particularly women and young boys who are coming in to our country to be trafficked, to be sexually abused. I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, this is a country, supposedly, that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And we are allowing for this kind of human trafficking to take place. And especially with all that's being discussed and, you know, debated over, you know, slavery, you know, when this country first started. You know, reparations. They're talking about $5 million of reparations in California. And as if that's not bad enough, we're trying to get to the other side of it for all the heartbreak throughout this country. And people need to understand, you know, say, oh, what do you mean heartbreak? You know, they're not black. You know, it's just a white people. Well, let me remind you, over 600,000 white people died in order for blacks to be freed, okay? Not to mention a president of the United States who was assassinated because he supported freedom and godly principles. So don't give me this stuff, all right? This isn't a racial situation. You want it to be a racial situation because that's how you make your money. That's how you divide we the people, Americans. I don't care about the color of your skin. Just get the job done. What are you doing? What are you doing to contribute to the communities here? I'll tell you, there are a lot of black people who have raised themselves up from their bootstraps. They've worked their butts off. They have put together stellar families, families that you're proud of, that, you know, friends that I know, that, you know, kids, I mean, the moms, the dads had to bend over backwards to keep their kids out of gangs and away from drugs. Some of them even had to deal with drugs and go through the healing process, and God bless them for doing that so that they could have a better tomorrow, you know, for their kids, that they could contribute in a positive way to their communities and their country. And so, you know, for other blacks to go, oh, well, you know, that's them, that's not us, we want to be victims. Look, America is about opportunity. And it's here for everybody, regardless of the color of your skin. Maybe for some people it might be a little bit tough. You know, I've had to go through a little bit, being Hispanic. I've had to go through a little bit of resistance, some to not degree, you know, to degree as others. But, hey, so what? I'm not going to let that kick my butt. I'm going to rise above it. I'm going to work hard because that's the way we were raised. You know, my father was a proud man. He served our country during World War II, raised 9 kids, probably make it 10 because of one of the grandkids that they raised until he was 15 years old, until he got yippity. And my mother, boy, I'll tell you what, you don't mess around with a Mexican mom and go against her husband. Lord have mercy, this 15-year-old, bless his heart, I love my cousin, and to this day I know he regrets it, but my mother let everybody know very quickly what the rules of play and the rules of engagement were. And if you were going to disrespect her husband, guess what? You're welcome to leave. Don't let the door hit you in your butt on the way out. I mean, there was no negotiating at that point. Some call it tough love. You know, some call it, they make up other names for it, to accommodate this kind of behavior. But I'll tell you what, my cousin learned quick. And not only my cousin, but the rest of the kids in the family learned quick, too. We ain't going to mess around with mom. And, you know, but the deal is with our parents. We so loved our parents and honored them that we wouldn't even think of doing it. But, you know, that was the culture at the time where kids were getting yippity and getting mouthy. And they still are a little bit. But, you know, and parents have their hands full, regardless of the color of your skin, because of the way the culture is proposing and putting out this kind of, you know, this kind of acceptance of misbehavior, whether it's in music or films and on, and the kids talking to one another. And now you got the school systems themselves, you know, focusing on things they have no business to focus on when it comes to raising the kids. You know, hey, these are my kids. And even as Jim Caviezel says, God's kids are not for sale. Okay, so who's going to stand in the gap? Who's going to step forward? And this is why, you know, as Jeff Kemp would say, guys, we need to huddle. We need to come together and we need to take a serious assessment at the danger at hand and how our kids and how our families are under attack right now. And this is at every angle. You know, forget about all the politics stuff. I only from a standpoint, I say forget it, set it aside and see it for what it is. It's all manipulation. It's all partisan. You know, what good is coming out of this partisanship and this political, you know, hue that's over the culture that wants to accept the unacceptable? It's okay for you to measure it and decide for yourself. Be discerning. You know what's healthy for your family. You know what's healthy for your kids. Stand against it. Men, you've got to come up. You've got to stand against this. You cannot allow this to continue. It is crazy. You're not nuts, you know, but you're nuts if you don't do anything about it. But I don't blame you. I mean, I hear from a lot of guys, Bill, what do I do? Well, do something. Start to do something. I say the first thing is you got to really understand, you know, as we've been talking about, you know, the difference between the legitimate and the counterfeit. A lot of counterfeit out there right now. Lots of lying. It's all acceptable. It's the accepted exchange of the day. It's okay to lie. It's okay for a president to lie. You know, as we pointed out with Liz Peek just a moment ago. No, it's not okay. We've got to return to first principles. These first principles on which this country stands, on which our Constitution is based on, the Declaration of Independence. If you didn't get a chance to read or you didn't make the time to read the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, you know, it's not too late. You know, we suggested you do that as part of the July 4th holiday. Put down the hot dog, read the Declaration of Independence, read the Constitution, be blessed and understand what the mission is and why we're here. And why, men, we need to huddle and take a stand against this insanity.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Yeah, you can check out all the information, the long list and archives of past interviews right there for you. Absolutely free. You can download them, share them with your family and friends, and pass out the news as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. By the way, when you go there, you will see our call to action, our Join Our Listeners supported campaign for truth and liberty. And, you know, I had a friend that called me the other day and said, look at Bill, you know, for me, it's kind of like I just need a tax deduction. You know, is that okay? I said, absolutely. If you need a tax deduction, because anything that you contribute to the show is tax deductible. So if your accountant says to you, hey, look, at we need some tax deductions here, by all means, click on the website at BillMartinezShow.com, and you will, and when you click on it, you will see our partnership with Hill of Hope. It's a nonprofit entity, a 501c3 public nonprofit organization. And so when you donate, hey, you've got a tax deduction right there. We'll save you money on your taxes. So click away, have fun, and we'll thank you in advance for your loyalty and your support of the show in order to keep it going. Because I don't know if you're aware, but in addition to the 3 hours every morning that we do from 9 to noon Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific, we now are doing a daily TV show that airs at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So because of you and because of your help, we're able to expand to this level. And of course, what we do in this 1 hour show primarily is it allows us to focus on one guest and, you know, topics within the strength and the wisdom, education, knowledge of that guest to, really go and, you know, get into the topic, much, much deeper, hopefully, which is, you know, gives you some more information and motivates you to look more into it. As you often hear me say, don't just take our word from it. You know, hopefully what we're doing is encouraging you, motivating you to check it out for yourself, to own your own knowledge and know for certain what it is that you know and what it is that you believe in and all the backup for it. Otherwise, you're just going to be spouting off an 8-second soundbite. And when somebody asks you a question, you look goofy because you don't know the answer. All you know is the 8-second soundbite, you know, so that's no bueno. So we want you to be smarter than that. You deserve better than that. And that's our attitude, and that's our prayer and our commitment to you. Samantha Mao is with us, speaking of which, she's the good news girl that you see there at the website at BillMartinezShow.com. And for years now, she's been coming on the show very faithfully to report on these viral videos that bless us, that remind us that it's not all about politics. It's not all about, you know, some of this stuff that makes you feel uncomfortable, but stuff that, you know, just everyday people are doing in helping other people and blessing other people. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this time here. I guess we got little Pax. He's quiet. He's fed and he's behaving himself for a moment. That's okay.
Yeah,
not
right
a
now.
Problem. I know. It's a moment-to-moment proposition. But, you know, we always love hearing from him. He has good commentary. He's also always on point. That's what I love about your son. He's just always on point. And we think that's great. The first story that you're reporting on is one we've been talking a lot about. You know, we had an interview with Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the principals involved in The Sound of Freedom. And you point out that this movie particularly is prompting a crucial call to action. God's children are no longer for sale, right? And they've never been for sale, by the way, just so you know. But go ahead.
Well, one of the things, the reasons I wanted to mention this is not just because the movie had such an important message, but the response to the film from others. I've just seen people across the board, you know, like I've seen where the media tried to slant this, where it was like a very conservative film, and it's absolutely not. And then you see people that are doing movie reviews, and they are just loving this film, and it's, you know, opening up a lot of people's minds to something that's really important. And then, you know, they had that Pay It Forward campaign. I don't know if this had happened at the point you talked to them, but they wanted to do 2 million tickets sold, and they've sold almost 4 million tickets through the Pay It Forward campaign. So people who maybe couldn't afford to buy a ticket had tickets bought for them.
Yes. So it's up to 4 million now? Because when I saw it and I checked it out before, it was 1.6. So it's up to 4 million. That's great. And I know the box office, their opening box office numbers were 40 million. I think they're now over 60 million. The movie is projected to be out, you know, through the remainder of this week. And they will extend it, you know, depending on, you know, on the response, right?
That's right. And, you know, I just, I'm so amazed to see people's response to it. I mean, you know, I haven't gotten to see it myself yet, but to see a movie that's that powerful to get the message across that, you know, this movie didn't come out easily, as you know, and to see a message like that getting across, I mean, they were talking about grown men just weeping, but not necessarily like just sad tears, but just is very emotional. And
it is.
You just, it kind of gives you a little bit of restored faith in our society to see everybody like watching this and taking this to heart and really embracing it. And it's been a really amazing thing to witness, kind of like a miracle.
The tough thing about this, Sam, is that, and they point out in the movie that America is like, you know, number two or number three as far as being consumers of sex trafficking. And here it is. We've got an open southern border. We've got a lot of unaccompanied minors coming across the border. And they're being utilized for sex trafficking. And here we are, a country that's still trying to get on the other side of, you know, the slavery issues that have been going on for decades since our birth. And now it's like we're to the point where I think, not that it's totally solved, but we've definitely come a long way, you know, in dealing with slavery in this country. And now we're opening the door all over to a new form of slavery with sex trafficking. And as if that's not bad enough, it's sex trafficking of young kids. Young boys and young girls, you know, 8 to 10. And like they say in the movie, you haven't seen the movie, but they said, look at these cartels have figured out you can sell drugs once, but you can sell kids, you know, 5-10 times a day.
Right. I saw that part, you know, just like looking at the trailers and everything, watching this, and it's just like, it just breaks your heart. It's the most vulnerable people in our society. You couldn't be more vulnerable than when you're a child and you're alone out there. And I hope that this is able to save a lot of those children, or as many of them as we can. You hope to save them all.
And my prayer, Sam,
people to action.
And my prayer, Sam, is for those who may be sexually addicted in participating in this enterprise, that they themselves will ask for forgiveness. God will forgive them, that they will turn from this, you know, this wicked thing and what they're doing to kids. Because Jesus was real clear, you know, heaven help you. Heaven help those that would injure a child, in so many words. And the damage that's being done, I mean, to these little kids, this is something that they will live with for the rest of their lives.
being sexually abused like this. I mean, you know, therapists will tell you. So, and here it is, and it's happening in supposedly, I say supposedly, a Judeo-Christian country. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves, you know, as a country. This is, to me, this is worse. And I will say this, and I know there's probably some black people that would, object to it. But to me, this is worse than the slavery that started, with the founding of this country. And the reason I say that is because of what happened with slavery, we should know better than this.
Oh, that's why I say that. Yeah. And we're turning a blind eye to it. You know, it seems like they have been. And, I think that there are some powerful forces trying to get this movie not to shed this light, and they haven't succeeded.
I was reading the other day that Disney was offered this movie and they rejected it. They didn't want it. I'm just saying. Interesting, but
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, it does when, Disney right now is in the business of losing money. I mean, they've lost something this year so far.
Yeah.
Something like $900 million in the box office is what they've lost. So, they and Bud Light are becoming, the twin sisters of crazy corporate America. It's just silly. Let's talk about some other stories here. This is a sweet story about paramedics taking a dying woman. She wants to go to the beach, huh? Wow.
That's right. So this is down in Australia. Dave and Ray, two paramedics, they were actually transporting this woman to her care facility, and they mentioned her, and she started talking about how 65 years ago her husband actually proposed to her on the beach, and it was just the happiest times of her life were spent on the beach. And, of course, when she's being transported to a palliative care like that, she's not able to go to the beach. This is something that's just, she thinks a thing of the past.
Right.
And so the next day they decide, you know what, we're going to take her to the beach. And they end up taking her, carrying her out there for half an hour to spend the time. And they were talking about how they just gelled with her and just had some special times. And she passed away the next day. And I think that was just something that maybe gave her heart a last little bit of joy and just made her content. And you just love to see people, like, take the time to do those kind of things. It's not always a big thing. You don't have to be rich, and you can really change somebody's life and make somebody's world better.
What a sweet act of kindness. This last story here, this is interesting. A stranger buys a blind lawn care. I mean, this almost sounds like you're waiting for a punchline. Buys a blind lawn care provider a new trailer and a mower. Okay, we got a blind guy. He's in the lawn care business, and so explain this one to me.
So James Porter, he's actually legally blind, so he can't get a driver's license, and he walks and pulls his trailer. When it broke, one of his local neighbors, Paul, he bought a new trailer for him so he'd be able to continue his hard work. You're amazed he's legally blind and out there taking care of people's lawns and walking and pulling his equipment everywhere. It's amazing.
That is amazing, and God bless the neighborhood to seeing this and help him along. Because all he wants to do, to me, that's the call of all humanity. We just want a job. We want to go out there and be productive and offer something of value to your community. Well, congratulations to all concerned. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Take care.
Obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm...